Hey Kevin. Hey Kevin, I missed your incoming. Thank you for calling back. Mike
Hey, this
here.
is Kevin. Mike, how's it going?
Hey, it's going. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty tired, man, but I'm doing good.
All right, I'll try and make this quick for you. Right. So Kevin, tell me about it. You wanted to speak on you wanted to speak today, and you wanted to understand better on what we're trying to accomplish in the next phase of the project. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll just be super upfront about it. So, everything you guys have done, it looks great. It looks great. I understand, I understand what's said in the contract and all that. But at the same time, like, how much money did we give you guys already again? I'm driving right now. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. So we're looking at the next installment at $8,000, and this is
Yeah, I
going to
know that,
cover
but
for about.
what?
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add that it's going to cover for about half of the development. So by the end of this particular milestone, you will have the app downloading on your phone, and you will be interacting with the complete front end of the mobile application.
Okay.
Yeah. And
So
then I'll also
what is
explain to you
what?
what's going to remain. Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go through
Okay,
that.
yeah, I just want to explain better on what the next phase looks like and what's going to be remaining after we are done with this phase. So like I said, the next phase is called the alpha phase, and that's going to cover for say half of the development work, and more specifically, it's going to cover for the front end development of the application. Now, what's going to remain after this phase is completed is that the back end admin panel is going to remain. The APIs and the server side work is going to be left over. So API integrations, right, and the server side work is going to be remaining after this phase, and that's going to be covered in the next development phase. That's called the beta phase, right? And then once that's done, of course we test the application one last time and publish it to the app stores for you. So now we are entering the actual development of the application, now that the designs have been completed.
Right, and then so I understand that for this installment we owe you $8,000. I'm just if you have it in front of you, how much have I given you guys so far?
Okay, so you've paid so far 16, which is 40%, which is the initial of the initial kickoff payment for the project, and that's $16,000.
Okay, so I've paid 16, and now for this phase I owe you $8. So I'm just a little concerned that when the initial design, like, you and I have spoken for quite a long time now. We've had several meetings. I thought you guys really grasped what we were trying to do. And then when I saw the initial design, that primary function wasn't even there. And, the design looks great, but, like, for $16,000, I was expecting to see, a little, some sort of functionality. So I'm a little head, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I hear you, it's just that when you say functionality, is it, you were expecting that quite a bit of the development would be completed within the first phase, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm just hesitant because, again, in that initial homepage design, the whole point of the app is to suggest an activity based on weather, and that wasn't even in there. And you guys fixed it. I gave you the feedback, but that gave me a little pause after all the conversations you and I have had about that, and then to not see it on the front. And so basically, I'm looking at
Okay, no, yeah. Let me explain this to you. Yeah, give me a moment. Let me.
I'm just saying I'm looking at basically a PowerPoint of slides for $16,000.
Okay, well, it's not a PowerPoint, is what I can tell you. But as far as the weather, suggesting activities based on weather is concerned, I know it's the central, core of the application, like you mentioned, and that was actually in there in the first design as well. it was just not so prominent as to how we have it now, right? So when you look at the first design versus the second one we sent to you, you would see on each of these, the dummy traveling activities, it's going to show you, the temperature, and it does show you some blurb underneath that about the weather as well, right? If you look at the first one that we sent to you, and the whole premise behind, doing that was to kind of make it, more subtle in the sense that, the weather is not going to show up right on top, just like it shows now, but it would rather, on the back end, it would, rather take the weather and compare that and match that with the activities that are available to recommend you what you should do during that, during the weather that's showing under each of the traveling activities that was shown in the first design. So it was still there, and I can tell you that, right, with guarantee. Well, it's just that it was not functional. Yeah, sorry?
No, I'm just saying it's not just the weather. It was a suggested activity that, generated through a matrix of parameters, right, which would be kind of like, I guess, the back-end side of things. But
that's right, yeah. But, so it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't in the home page as, like, that's the main function, like that. You open this app, oh, I don't know what to do today. And I open this app, and, oh, this is the weather conditions are conducive to do this suggested activity A, B, or C,
Oh, no, yeah, Kevin, that was there. It was there. It was there on the home page in the first design. It's just that it was, since it's the design phase we are in right now, it was not, working as you would expect it to work because it was not, showing you different activities based on different weather. Because it's a design a prototype that we sent to you, and it was not developed. So we have to, all I'm trying to say is that, rest assured, we're clear on the initial scope of the project. The whole team is on one page, and we did have the score feature, as a matter of fact, within the home page as well. It's just that it was not, you wouldn't see the weather blurb on there. It would still suggest you activities based on the weather condition, and that's exactly why, I'm pointing to this, temperature or weather that was showing on each of the activities on the, the home page of the first design that we sent to you. And the idea was on the back end, it would do this, it would do its magic, and it would show you different activities based on the weather you were looking at on that particular day.
Okay. It makes me feel a little better to...
I tell you what, usually what we do... Yeah, right. Usually what we do is when we send you a prototype or any kind of deliverable for that matter, we usually have a meeting with you, and therefore we go through the complete application because, honestly, unless the app is completed, it does require quite a bit of, some sort of commentary or some sort of explanation. And that is, depending upon the client's acceptance, this could depend on whether, a lot of that is needed or, quite a bit of that may be self-explanatory. But I think in your case, even a 15-minute walkthrough, like a simple walkthrough, would have made things quite easier. It's just that we couldn't align and we couldn't have a meeting after this first phase was completed, and we could not really, kind of give you a proper walkthrough of the application. But I'll make sure the next time we deliver something, we'll take out about 45 minutes and we'll go over, the deliverable we send out to you, just so everything is clear, and then also your partners can actually relate to the application and have any questions firsthand.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Right, so I'll try and iron out the process for you. It's just that, about the conversation we had last week, I did discuss this with the team as well. I was kind of under the impression that it was more about the financial aspect of things at your end because you mentioned about the resort you're opening up as well, and that I understand can take up, quite a bit of your financial leverage temporarily, of course. But... I discussed this with the team. It's just that when we get into, a project and it's mobilized and the resources are being mobilized, then we have to get going because, there's one resource aligned after the other, right? And pushing that or, stretching that out for, say, 4 weeks, which is the duration for, how much, the invoice has been pending for so far, just kind of changes the cost, changes the whole formation you put together for you and how you're planning to take it forward. So we were just kind of, you know, I just wanted to get on this call with you and request you if we can go ahead with this installment that's been pending. We can get into the development phase, and while you're busy with your resort, we can, you know, get the development at pace for you and complete this within the timeline, you know, that we suggested.
Yeah, it was a combination of both of those factors. So, but I am good now. So, to proceed, so I can wire you guys some money. Now, would it be possible to do 4,000 and then see a little bit of what's going on and then do another 4,000?
Yeah, you actually mentioned this on Friday, and that's exactly why I had the, you know, discussion with the team internally. We would require the next payment in full, and that's just because, you know, that's about 30% of the work of the total project that's going to be completed within the next phase, and that's about half of the development itself, right? So for us to keep going and have the resources aligned, we would require the full payment of the next installment, you know, to keep going at pace and without, you know, falling behind on the progress timeline.
Okay, we can make that work.
All right, I appreciate that. Could you do that, say, tomorrow or during this week and send me, like, a receipt or something? Because I have the team waiting here, and I just want to let them know that, you know, we're good to go and we can proceed forward, because now the designs have been completed, right? You can still send any changes you need, but it's just about, you know, the developers that are on standby and they need to move forward, you know, with the next phase of development. So can you do this?
I'll wire it tomorrow.
All right, Kevin, I'd appreciate that. And, you know, if you have any, if there's still any concerns or you want to get on a, you know, better meeting, like, say, a Zoom call or something, and you want to go over the designs with me before we get into development, we still have that option, right? So, you know, we can probably schedule for a better time and for a better duration, and we can go over it together, and I can answer any questions that may pop up. Would that help?
All right. It might. I might just be okay with it. I've looked at it, you know, a dozen times, but I'll look at it one more this evening. And I mean, again, I like the design. I like what you guys have done. It looks good. I like, you know, how it.
Thank you.
You know, with the so it's mm-hmm. not like a design issue. It's more of the making sure that the functionality as
right.
we move into this next phase is on target, and then just getting, you know, the deliverables right. That's all.
And with this particular one, I can assure you that we were on top of it. It's just that it was shown differently to what you would imagine, you know, like the blurb of the weather. It was just shown differently. But if you have any other confusions or you need a better explanation, like I suggested, we can always get on a Zoom call and we can share the screen and look at the same thing, and I can answer any questions or provide a better explanation. But I assure you that I'm on top of this. I prepared the first document for you, and therefore I know that for a fact that the team is on the same page as well.
All right, sounds good, Mike.
All right, Kevin. So, you know, I'll let you go for the day. I know you've been, you know, you're tired and you're probably off to your home and your family as well. So I'll let you go and I'll speak to you tomorrow now. All right?
Yeah, no worries. It's just one more thing. For some reason, your emails go to my junk mail, so I didn't even see that invoice for like a week and a half. So I do apologize on the timing.
I'm sorry. You know, I'll have to check with the IT team. I mean, I didn't get that, you know, with any other client yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. But thank you for the heads up.
I know
worries about
the camera. I know that stuff happens sometimes. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right.
I'll
let you go.
Have a good night. Yeah. All right.
All right. Drive safe. You as well. Thank you. Bye.